This took place back when I was in high school. During that time, I would walk to school and back every day. I had the option to ride the bus, but I preferred to walk. It would only take me about 10 minutes because we lived close to the school, so I enjoyed it, and the neighborhood was usually pretty quiet. I don't recall the exact time of year that this was, but I know that when I was walking to school in the morning, it was completely dark outside. So it was a tiny bit creepy because of how dark and quiet it was, but nothing strange ever happened until one day. I would usually be the only person walking to school in the area. On this morning in particular, I was walking at my usual time. The route that I would take was to walk to the end of my street and then walk along the sidewalk of a slightly busier street. The surroundings was a neighborhood on one side and somewhat of a wooded area on the other side. I was on pace to arrive at school about 15 minutes before my first class started, which was typical for me. As I was on the sidewalk, a little bit over halfway there, I was all by myself. But soon, I heard footsteps behind me. This seemed to come out of nowhere, and it was also very unusual for anything like this to happen, so I looked behind me. I thought that maybe another student was walking to class like I was, but instead, I saw this taller man who appeared to be maybe 20 years old or so, probably a little bit older. I did not know who he was. I continued my walk to the high school, and I was almost there. But the farther I went, the man remained a short ways behind me. He was probably about 40 feet back. Within a few minutes, though, he was closer and looked to be about 20-something feet behind. This made me a little bit worried. I knew that he didn't go to my school, and I walked this route every single day and had never seen him before. Soon, though, I could see my school in sight. It was pretty quiet out front because I was a little bit early. I walked faster and faster, but the man behind me still seemed to be gaining on me. When I was just a few hundred feet from the school, I actually started jogging there. I know that it might have seemed weird, but the guy behind me was really making me nervous. I did not sense him running after me. I didn't look back behind me until I had made it to the front door of the school. When I did, I saw the man, and he was still walking in my direction, but not really that close. So I went inside the school, and I felt safe in there. I went to my locker, and then headed to my first period class. Then everything seemed like a normal school day. My classmates arrived, and the teacher started class. Things were going normal, until probably about halfway through that class period. That's when the phone rang in the classroom, and my teacher answered it. She then told us that the school was being locked down. Then she locked the classroom door and turned out all the lights. We were allowed to stay in our desks, though. However, the lockdown really didn't last that long. Maybe 20 minutes after it started, it was lifted. Of course, we were all trying to figure out what the reason for the lockdown was, and at first, nobody seemed to know. But as the school day went on, by probably third period, I heard the reason. There was a man that was seen in the school during first period. He was wandering the hallways, and when questioned by a hall monitor, he fled. The man ended up leaving the school, but the place was locked down until they were sure that he was off the premises. It made me think of the man that had followed me to the school. He very easily could have walked in right after me. When I heard about it, I decided to go to the principal's office and tell my story of what had happened. I didn't have a great description of the guy, but the principal told me that it seemed to match up. I didn't know if the man was targeting me or just going to the school. Either way, I was creeped out by the whole thing, and also really glad that he was now gone. My parents ended up being informed about what had happened, and they had me ride the bus home from school that day. After I got home, I spoke with my parents about it some more, and we decided that I would not walk to school anymore. I would be riding the bus to and from school. For the next week and a half or so, everything was fine. Then, one morning, I woke up late and missed the bus. I had to wake up a little bit earlier than I had been in order to make the bus. Now, on this morning, my parents had already left for work. I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to walk to school. I figured that it would be fine. I mean, the one time that a guy followed me was probably a freak thing. That's what I was thinking. So, as I was walking to school, it was dark out, and I made my way to about the same spot where I noticed the man the previous time. Well, on this morning, I once again started to hear footsteps behind me. I looked back, thinking there was no way this guy was there again. But he was. He was walking rather quickly, too. I immediately picked up my pace and started walking faster than I had been before. Pretty soon, the man was gaining on me still, and I could hear it. There was no way that I was going to walk faster than him. I was going to start running, but it sounded like he already was. I turned around and saw the guy jogging straight towards me. When I saw this, I realized that I wouldn't be able to get away. The man finally slowed down and got right up to me. I reached into my pocket for the pepper spray that I now carried ever since the last time. I pulled it out and the man started to grab me. That's when I held up the pepper spray and got him right in the face. This caused him to let go of me. I then turned and ran the rest of the way to school. When I got there, I called the police. They came out to the school, and once again, the entire place got locked down. I went to my first hour class, and the lockdown lasted for over an hour. When it was lifted, though, I got word that the man was found hiding on school property and was arrested. It was a huge relief. Looking back, it's still the scariest moment of my life. I don't know why that guy was always following me, but it was very creepy. This is something that happened to me back when I was in high school. I believe that it was my sophomore year and the start of the semester. There was this science class that I was signed up for, except for some reason, I got put into the wrong class. I really don't remember how exactly this happened, but I know that after being in the one class for about 2 or 3 days, they told me that I needed to be in another one. So then, on I think the 3rd day of the semester, they told me that I had to go to the other class. Everything got sorted out, but when I got to my class, the teacher said that I had to go to the library and get the class textbook. So she gave me a pass and I left, probably several minutes into the class period. The library was located about halfway across the entire school. So I was walking there by myself, and then was going to go right back to class. When I was about halfway there, I heard this noise come over the school intercom. At first, I didn't know what it was. Then, shortly after, I heard that the entire school was being locked down. Immediately, this made me feel pretty nervous. The hallways that I was in were completely empty and quiet. I started walking much faster to try to get to the library. Eventually, I reached the library, probably a minute or two after the lockdown started. I tried opening the door, but it was locked. The lights inside appeared to be turned off as well. I then knocked on the library door, hoping that the librarian or somebody inside would let me in. As I waited at the door, I got more and more nervous. I didn't know why we were in a lockdown. I hadn't heard or seen anything in the hallways, but it was a very large building. After waiting at the door for probably a minute with no answer, I knocked on it again. This time, I was sure to knock louder. But still, nobody answered the door. I didn't know what to do. My heart was racing. I started walking back to my classroom, but thought they probably wouldn't answer the door for me either. As I was walking through the halls, I figured that the best thing to do would to just be get out of the hallways. At some point, I heard footsteps. They were sort of far away and out of my sight, but when I heard them, I saw a bathroom nearby, so I decided to go inside of it. This was better than being out in the hallways. I got inside the bathroom, and it was completely empty in there. It was a pretty typical high school bathroom, with a few stalls and sinks. I went over and stood by the sink. Then I tried to think of what I should do. Ultimately, I decided to just wait out the lockdown in the bathroom. For some reason, the library wouldn't let me in, and my teacher probably assumed that I was at the library. Maybe 5 minutes or so went by since I entered the bathroom. That's when I heard footsteps in the hallway drawing closer. I then walked over and went inside one of the bathroom stalls. I closed it and listened to the footsteps now reach the bathroom. I really didn't know who was there, if it was a teacher or someone else, but I didn't want to know either way. The footsteps sounded like they were coming into the bathroom, and my heart started racing. I didn't know why somebody would go in there. Then, the next thing I knew, it sounded like the footsteps started to walk away. I felt relieved, but I also didn't know what was going on. I still had no clue as to why we were in a lockdown. At that point, I decided to text my best friend in school who was in another class. But when I tried, the text wouldn't go through. I really couldn't get a signal in these bathrooms for some reason. There were a few certain spots in the school that were somewhat of dead areas for phone signals. After that, I decided to just play games on my phone and wait out the lockdown. This went on for probably 30 minutes or so. Things were quiet the entire time, and I actually started to calm down quite a bit. But then, out of nowhere, I heard footsteps in the hallway again. I was hoping that they would just walk past the bathrooms. The footsteps seemed to be moving pretty quickly, which I didn't like. They arrived at the bathroom, and then whoever it was entered. I lifted up my feet so that they wouldn't see me. After going inside the bathroom, they seemed to be near the front side of it. Meanwhile, I was in the far back stall of three. I heard whoever this was actually seemed to be pacing around a little bit. The longer they were in there, the more worried I became. I was trying to be as quiet as I could and not make a sound. Then the footsteps left the bathroom and again walked away. I still had no idea as to who it was. I stayed where I was in the bathroom and just kept doing what I was doing. For the next 10 to 15 minutes, I really didn't hear much of anything. Then, all of a sudden, the lockdown was over. I heard the announcement come over the intercom. When that happened, I left the bathroom and walked back to my science class. When I got there, the period was ending, and my teacher didn't ask me where I was or anything. As the school day went on, I later found out that a suspicious man was inside of the school. Apparently, he ran away when questioned, and nobody could find him for a while. When he was finally caught, I heard that they located him in a hallway that was very close to the bathroom I had been in. The man did not say why he was in the school at all. I think that it was him who entered the bathroom. I never looked, so obviously I can't confirm it, but I really think that it was him. I'm just really glad that everything turned out to be okay. This was my craziest experience from my time in high school. I'm a female, and this took place during my senior year. I went to about an average-sized high school, and I lived about 10 minutes away from it. During this particular semester, because I was a senior, I got a free hour. This was during first period, so I didn't have class at that time. It was really nice, because I could get more sleep and then come to school at a later time. But my school didn't have assigned parking, so also because of this, I would have to park sort of far away. Usually, I would drive to school and get there towards the end of first period. Then I would have plenty of time to go to my locker and get my things for my first class, which was second period. I wouldn't like to get there between classes, because the hallways would then be crowded. So one morning, I drove to school and parked at the closest spot that I could find. Then I walked up and went inside. Now, I had to walk down a couple of hallways to get to my locker. After entering the school, there was probably 15 minutes left still in first period, so the hallways were completely empty. When I turned the corner and was walking down the second hallway, I remember hearing these footsteps behind me. I looked back and saw this man who I didn't recognize. It was just a guy who I knew was too old to be a high school student, but he was also not a teacher, and I didn't recognize him at all. I wondered for a moment if he had followed me inside of the school. I turned down another hallway and glanced back. He was now walking behind me, down this way. Soon, I reached my locker commons, and the man followed me there as well. I actually stopped at my locker, but when I did, I kept an eye out, and the man seemed to be approaching me. So instead of opening my locker, I decided to just walk away. The guy was still about 30 feet away from me or so. I turned and went down another random hallway connected to the commons. The guy actually followed me there as well. By now, he seemed to be walking faster. I was really creeped out, but knew that the offices were kind of close by. That's where the principal's office was, as well as the school counselors and some other staff. I figured that would be a safe place to go, so I started walking there as fast as I could. When I reached the end of that hallway, I had to turn and go up the stairs. When I did, the man following me did the same. But right up the stairs was a door entering the offices, and I went inside. The man did not follow me inside of there. When I got in, I reported the man for following me around. I didn't even know if he was supposed to be inside the school in the first place. I waited in the office area, and a short time later, they said they were going to lock down the entire school. I felt very safe inside of there during the lockdown. It ended up lasting for about 30 minutes, and then the lockdown was lifted. Unfortunately, though, the man was not caught. I found out that someone did spot him walking in the hallway, but he fled the school and left the building. Then the lockdown was ended. I was really creeped out by the guy and the fact that he had been following me around, but at least he was gone now. The rest of the school day went by normally, and for the next few days after that, everything was fine as well. I would say maybe a week after it happened, I was driving home from school one day. I was probably about halfway back home, and there was a car driving behind me. I remember coming to a stop sign, and I had to wait for this truck to pass by, so I was there for about a minute. A car pulled up behind me at the stop sign, and I just casually glanced in my mirror. I noticed the person driving was a man, and realized that it was actually the same guy who had followed me into the school. I was shocked when I noticed him. When it was my turn to go, I drove through the intersection, and then saw the man driving after me. That's when I became really nervous that this guy was going to follow me home. My heart started racing. He drove behind me for about 2 minutes, I would say. But then, he turned off to another road, taking a left when I kept going straight. I didn't see him for the rest of the way back. I realized that it must have just been a coincidence, but I still found it crazy to be seeing this man again. I mean, what are the odds? Possibly, though, he just lived in the area. Either way, it certainly creeped me out, and I hoped that I would never see him again. But I did see him again. Just a few days after that, I was driving home from school again. I was almost home, maybe 5 minutes away. I saw the guy once more when I was at a stoplight. I really couldn't believe it. Then, the light turned green, and I made my turn. The man turned with me, but then took a right shortly after. So once more, he wasn't following me, but this was just really strange. I didn't notice him driving behind me at all again after that. And for probably several more days, everything was normal and fine. Several days after that, though, I was at home. I lived with my parents and brother, and I was inside of my bedroom later at night. I was sitting at my desk, doing some late-night homework that was due the next morning. I think it was around 11 p.m. I just remember looking over to my window and seeing like a shadow of somebody walking past. I didn't know who that would possibly be. The window to my bedroom was on the ground level and at the front of the house on the end. There were also several bushes and trees near the window, and I had shades covering the entire window. I kept watching, and for a while there was nothing. But soon, the shadow returned. I could see that somebody was outside of my bedroom window again. I had a terrible feeling. Then, I suddenly heard a noise from the window. It was quiet, but it was like somebody was touching it. After that, I believe the person tried opening up the window or something. At that point, I got up and grabbed my cell phone and dialed 911. And I heard a sort of bang on the window as if it had been hit. When that happened, I ran out of my bedroom and into the hallway. My parents and brother had already gone to bed, and I was the only one still up. I went into the living room just to get away from the area. I spoke with a 911 operator on the phone and said somebody was at my bedroom window, possibly trying to break in. The woman on the line told me that officers would be on their way to my address. When I was away from my bedroom, I felt much better, but was still really nervous. I stayed in the living room and didn't really hear much. At one point, I started to walk down the hallway towards my bedroom. When I did, I could still hear noises from my window area. It wasn't really that loud, but I could hear it. I went over and woke up my parents. Then I told them what was happening. Shortly after they were awake, the police got there. They arrived much faster than I thought. The person was still at the window when they got there. It ended up being a man, the same man who followed me into school, and the same man that I kept seeing while driving. He tried running away from the police, but they caught him in the backyard. He had been trying to pry open my bedroom window, and there was significant damage done. Luckily, though, he hadn't gotten in yet. I guess the man had been stalking me for some time without me knowing. I later found out that after the lockdown, he had periodically followed me home for days. He would drive a short distance behind me and then turn away so I didn't notice. Over the course of a week or so, he knew my entire route from school to my house. That's why I had only noticed him the two times. I'm just glad that he was caught. If I hadn't been up late doing homework, who knows what would have happened. This was years ago now, but I will never forget it. When I was 14, my family moved into a new city. I was going to be a freshman in high school. I would be in a new school district. I remember that when I started at my new school, I didn't know anybody at all. It took me a little while to get used to things, and the new school was much larger than my old one. For probably the entire first month that I went there, I would be confused about where I was going often. There were several times that I even got lost. One day, early on in the school year, maybe the first or second week of classes is when this happened. I had just finished my first hour class, and I was running late to my second one. I remember that after walking down several hallways, I got sort of confused. I thought that I was in the correct hallway where my class was, but I soon realized that I wasn't. Then I heard the school bell ring, and I would be late to class. All of the kids had left the hallways, and I was the only one there still. Many of the hallways looked very similar, and to be honest, even to this day, I think that some of them are sort of confusing. So back then, I was very confused. I went back and tried to figure out where I had gone wrong. I just wanted to get to class as quickly as possible. Maybe 2 minutes after the bell had rang, I was still trying to figure out where I was going. I was truly lost. Then I heard another noise on the school speakers. It was an announcement that the school was being locked down. We were told to stay in our classrooms, and nobody was supposed to be in the hallways at all. Now I knew that I really needed to find my class. I was sure that it was around here someplace, but the fact that I was panicking was making things worse. I probably wasn't thinking very clearly, and I was also just young. When I made it to the end of the hallway that I was in, I remember seeing a man approaching. He was wearing glasses and a blue sweater. He saw me, and I figured that he was a teacher or something. Then he asked me what I was doing in the hallway and said there was a lockdown. I told him that I was new to the school and I couldn't find my classroom. He asked me what class it was and my teacher's name. When I told him the information, he said that he knew where that was, but he said it was kind of far away, and he told me that I should go with him to his classroom instead. I agreed, and we then started to walk down the hallway. The man was friendly and asked me how the school year was going as we were walking. I talked to him briefly, and then we were mostly walking in silence. After a couple of minutes of following the man, I saw something that looked familiar. It was the classroom that I was actually supposed to go to. I stopped when I saw it and told him that this was my classroom. He told me to keep following him, though. I remember him telling me to go to his room, and in a lockdown, staff wasn't allowed to open their door or something. But for some reason, I didn't listen to him. Even though he told me not to, I walked right up and knocked loudly on my classroom door. When this happened, the man seemed unhappy. But I heard somebody walking to the doors just on the other side. It was my teacher. Then the man who I had been walking with just left. The teacher to my room opened the door, and I told her I was supposed to be in her class. She let me in, and then closed the door behind us and locked it. I remember her asking me where I had been, and I said that I got lost. Overall, she wasn't upset or anything, and understood that I was a new student. The lockdown went on for probably 30 minutes, and then it ended. I really wasn't that scared, but I also didn't know why we were having a lockdown in the first place. When it was over, we went on with class, and after that, I went on with the rest of the school day. I didn't hear for the entire rest of the school day what the lockdown was even for. But when I got home, my parents told me about it. They said that a man was arrested inside of the school for trespassing. I thought it was crazy, and then they showed me a news article of what happened. When I saw a picture of the guy, I realized that it was the same man who told me to follow him to his classroom. He didn't even have a classroom at all. He wasn't even a teacher and didn't even work at the school. So where was he going to make me go with him? Probably to leave the school. That also must have been why he didn't want me returning to my class and walked away so quickly. I ended up telling my school about my encounter with the man. After that, I got used to things at the new school, and I ended up graduating from there. But that was by far my craziest experience in high school. I'm a teacher, and this is something that happened at the last high school that I worked at. During that time, I taught a couple different classes. One of them was an advanced class that only had a few students in it. The subject was not the most popular one, and I had just 10 students in the entire class. At this time, I had been teaching at this particular school for about 5 years. My classroom was located on the second floor of the east wing of the school. It was in a hallway that was kind of out of the way from the other areas, and usually very quiet. One morning, it was third period, when I was in my small class of 10 students. I was teaching and going through a normal day with them, when all of a sudden, I got a phone call. I went over to my school phone on my desk and answered it. When I did, I was told that the school was being locked down and it was not a drill, and to follow the lockdown procedures. I was not told the reason for the lockdown. After hanging up, I told my class that we were going into a lockdown and it was not a drill. Then I followed the routine. I was to lock the classroom door, obviously, and then turn out the lights. My desk was at the front of the classroom and on the side near the door. All of the students were supposed to go to the back of the classroom then. Some of them asked me what the lockdown was for. I told them that I didn't know. This had only been, I believe, the second lockdown since I had been working at the school. The first was just for a stolen car that was at a nearby property, so I really didn't know if we were in any danger right now, or if this was more of just something taking extra safety. It's always better to be safe, but in the back of my mind, I was slightly nervous. We all waited inside of the classroom, and it was mostly silent. Many students were just going on their phones, and some were whispering to each other. I was sitting in my desk and just waiting for the lockdown to pass. Then, there was suddenly a knocking sound to be heard coming from my classroom door. This was really strange. I didn't know why anybody would be knocking on the door. I got up from my desk and walked over to it a few feet away. I heard some of the kids quietly talking amongst themselves about it. The door had a small window on the left side that was probably 2 feet tall and maybe 6 inches wide. There was a cover on it, and I lifted it to see who was there. I saw a suspicious-looking guy standing right on the other side of the door. He was wearing a sweatshirt with a hood and was looking down, so I didn't get a good look at his face. I could just tell that it was a man, and he appeared to be older than a student, but I didn't know for sure. What I did know was that he was not one of my students. I looked at my students in the room, and it was easy to see that all 10 of them were there. I really didn't think that I should let this guy into my classroom. But then, he started banging loudly on the door. He must have been pounding with his fist nearly as hard as he could. He was constantly banging and banging on the door. This went on for probably 2 or 3 minutes straight. The students were asking who the guy was and what he wanted. I told them that I didn't know who it was, and I was very sure that it was not a student. I told everybody to try and remain calm. The banging on the door momentarily stopped, but then it picked up again, even worse than before. This time, I briefly looked out of the window and saw that the man was attempting to kick the door in. I heard him shout at me to open the door. I also noticed then that he was a former student of mine, one that I'm pretty sure that I failed. I had him my first year of teaching, and he was now probably in his early 20s. I called out his name and asked him what he wanted. He just yelled some curse words back at me and said that he was going to get me. Then he mentioned another teacher's name and said she was next. To me, it seemed like this guy was mad at all of his former teachers for flunking him or something. I really didn't know. I tried to get him to calm down, but failed miserably. He seemed to be more angry than ever. He continued kicking at the door. Now, I was really worried that the door would not hold up and it would break. This was not an extremely strong school door. It was a wood one that seemed pretty average, but it was holding up surprisingly well to this point. Each powerful kick that the door took, though, I could see it moving slightly. After several minutes of the door being kicked on and off, I finally heard other voices in the hallway. There was some yelling, and the man then seemed to run away from the door. I heard more voices and more yelling, but couldn't make it out. Eventually, things quieted down. It seemed as though the suspect had been caught. A while after this, the lockdown was lifted. I had to answer some questions from police as well as other school staff. I'm just grateful that all of my students were okay. The man was in fact mad at me, as well as a couple of other teachers. Apparently, he was also on a few different drugs. I feel bad about the whole thing. Obviously, as a teacher, I never wanted to fail somebody. But in his case, he didn't leave me much of a choice. He rarely showed up to class and never did the work when he was there. I even remember trying to reach out to him once, but he really rejected me for the most part. I think he was just a troubled teen who got in with the wrong crowd. Eventually, he got into drugs. I just hope that he gets the help that he needs. This is an experience I had in high school that I still think about to this day. I was a junior in high school, and it was about halfway through first semester. I remember that back then, I walked to and from school every day. My parents' house was maybe a 10 or 20 minute walk, and it was in a neighborhood just north of campus. One day, I went to school and had a normal time. It was fourth period, which was the second to last class of the day. I was sitting in class with my friend, and we learned on our phones that a nearby bank had been robbed, or at least there was an attempted robbery. Apparently, my friend's older sister worked at the bank, so we had some inside information. I remember my friend saying he wondered if they would lock down the school. I figured that they would, but just a couple of minutes later, the class period ended. I went to my locker, put my books away, and then got ready for my final class of the day. That was English class, and I found it pretty boring. But at least it was the last class period of the day. I remember that as I was out in the hallway near my locker, I heard the school intercom make a sound. That was followed by the lockdown announcement. Now, obviously, they didn't say what the lockdown was for, but I had a pretty good idea. I also felt like we weren't in any danger. I mean, there was an attempted robbery like a mile away. I figured none of us were in any danger. So I thought about it, and I didn't really feel like sitting through the lockdown, so I just left. It was a dumb thing to do looking back. I walked right out the doors and then headed for home. I took the sidewalk in front of the school, and then took another one that led to behind the school. That went north, and it passed by the sports fields on campus, and then on the right of the sidewalk was a dense woods. After walking next to the woods for a little while, you would arrive at my neighborhood. So I passed by the sports fields, and everything was going fine. I was feeling good and happy that I did not have to sit in a crowded classroom and not be able to leave. As I was walking past the woods, though, I remember hearing this noise from far away. It seemed to be deep inside the woods. I never really thought that it was an animal, though. It was just too loud and seemed like a person was running. At first, I assumed it to be another student, possibly leaving like I had, but I didn't know why they would be running in the middle of the woods. I kept walking, and the running sound got closer and closer to me. Eventually, it reached the edge of the woods, but it was behind me. Then, whoever it was emerged. I turned around and looked behind me to see who it was. I was honestly expecting it to be a student, but it wasn't. Instead, it was a grown man who had a messy beard and longer hair. He also had a backpack on and was looking right at me. I was just standing there staring at him, and we were both facing each other for a moment. It was really awkward until I turned around and just decided to keep walking back home. When I did, though, I heard the man start walking up behind me. He was getting closer, so I moved over to the far right and went into the grass. I was expecting him to pass by me, but when I did, I heard him go onto the grass. This alerted probably my fight or flight response or something. I know that I just looked behind me for a second to see the guy about 5 feet away. Then I just started running. I sprinted like crazy, but when I did, the man started running too. He had a backpack on though, and I was not slow, so I had a slight advantage on him. Still, That was probably the most scared that I've ever been. I kept running, trying to make it back home. But out of a panic, I turned and I went into the woods. I don't know if I was hoping to confuse the guy or what. I entered the thick forest area and continued to run. The man who was after me ran into the woods as well. I went deeper and deeper in, and it was kind of hard to run through there with how many tree branches there were. The man chased me the entire way. I could hear him a ways back, but I was actually extending my lead on him a little bit. Soon, I decided to head back out of the woods. I ran back to the left and eventually made it out, but the man was still running after me. By now, there was only a little more woods before I got to my neighborhood. I sprinted to the end of it, and the guy was back at least 50 feet. Then I cut through several neighbors' yards. I remember hopping a fence at one point, and then passing by another street. By that time, I wasn't looking behind me or hearing the guy anymore. Soon, I finally made it home. I unlocked the door and got inside. Then I slammed the door shut behind me and locked it. It was the best feeling in the world to arrive back safely. I caught my breath and was home all alone because my parents were still at work. I remember about a minute later hearing tons of sirens off in the distance. The next thing I knew, there were several police cars down my street and all over the neighborhood. I found out that they were all searching for the man. He was the same guy that attempted to rob the bank. He fled on foot in the direction of the school. That's why he had been running through the woods. It was really stupid for me to leave school, because I just so happened to run into him. Why he chased me, though, I'm still not sure. I'm just really glad that I'm okay. This happened 5 years ago, during my time in high school. I remember that I was in class one day. It was history, in a class that was usually pretty easy for me. I don't remember exactly what we were doing, but I know that I got permission to go use the restroom. This is something that I would do all the time, so I left the classroom and didn't need a pass or anything. Our school was not that strict, and not that large either. Most teachers were pretty cool about just letting people go, as long as they could be trusted. So I walked down the hallway to the nearest restroom. Unfortunately for me that day, the nearest one to my history classroom was a bit of a walk. There was one at the end of the hallway, but it was being cleaned. I recall seeing the cleaning cart in front of the door, so I figured not to use it. I had to walk farther, but was able to find one that I could actually use. I went inside and was in the bathroom for no longer than a minute. Then I left, but shortly after, heard an announcement that the school was being locked down. Now, at this point, there was obviously nobody else in the hallways, and I knew that I wasn't supposed to be either, so I decided to hurry up and walk back to class, but it would take me several minutes to do so. I remember that when walking back, I passed by this one teacher's classroom that was completely empty, and the door was also open. That's when I had the idea to go inside of it. The lights inside were off, so I couldn't really see anything. I'm sure my teacher would understand that I just went to the nearest classroom for the lockdown. I didn't want to get caught by somebody for being out in the hallways. I was also kind of nervous about the lockdown and wanted to get to a safe place as quick as possible. So I entered this empty and dark classroom. Then I closed the door and locked it. It was kind of cool to have an entire classroom to myself. I felt safe in there, but I also wondered what this lockdown was for. I was really hoping that it was nothing serious. As I was in the room, I sat down at the teacher's desk. I wondered where the teacher was, but figured that they were either gone for the day or just gone for the hour. Now, I never turned the light on to the classroom because I knew that lights were supposed to be off in a lockdown. As I was sitting at the desk, I suddenly saw somebody stand up at the back of the room. Somebody had been sitting in one of the desks in the back row on the right side, and I hadn't even noticed. Seemingly, a man stood up, and my heart instantly began racing. When this happened, I stood up. Then, I saw the man take a step closer to me, very slowly. I turned and just ran for the door. I unlocked it, opened it up, and then left. The guy was not chasing after me or anything. After I made it out of the room, I began walking as quickly as possible from my classroom. I made it around the corner, and was walking down the next hallway. During that time, I heard footsteps behind me. I looked back and soon saw a man turn the corner, and he was following me. He was a long ways back, and I figured him to be the same guy that was hiding in the classroom. When I saw him, I just started sprinting. I ran all the way down the hall, and then into the hallway where my classroom was. Then I ran all the way to the door. I started banging on it like crazy and yelling for my teacher to open the door. He took what felt like forever. In that time, I saw the man walking down the hallway straight for me. I was about to abandon my plan of going to the classroom and just run away somewhere, but then the door opened up. My teacher had finally answered it, and I went inside and my history teacher closed and locked the door behind me. Out of breath, I told him what happened. I remember that he opened up the door, saw the guy, and then quickly closed it. Then he went to the phone. He called somebody, and I felt much safer inside the classroom. The man that followed me did not try opening the door or knocking on it or anything. I think he just ran away at that point. We all stayed locked down for about 30 more minutes. Then the lockdown ended. I guess the man had been hiding in the school and ran away. He chose to hide in the same classroom that I went in, and he had already been in there. I really should not have entered that classroom. I used to work as a substitute teacher for a little while. Now, this was back in 1996, so it was a while ago. But one event that took place is something that I will never forget. I was still pretty new to being a substitute at this time. One morning, I was asked to sub at a high school that I had never been to before. I think to this point, I had subbed at about 3 different schools all in the same area. This one was in the same general area, but was much larger than the others, and I didn't know the layout at all going in. When I arrived at the school, I went inside and then checked in with somebody in the offices. They gave me the room number that I was subbing at, and also gave me basic directions on how to get there. So I left the offices and headed for the classroom. Apparently, it was at the complete opposite end of the school. I remember passing by so many kids, and it took a while to get there. About halfway there, I would say, I heard this bell ring. I knew that class didn't start yet, so I wasn't sure what exactly this bell was for. Then I heard this announcement that the school was being locked down. I didn't really hear it that well, because the hallways were loud from all the students. Plus, the quality of the intercom back then was not what it is today, and it sounded like somebody was talking really close to the phone. I just remember hearing the words lockdown and not a drill. The other stuff I couldn't really make out. I think that they were saying that kids were supposed to go to their first period classes. So I tried to go faster and make it to the classroom that I was responsible for. The hallways very quickly became quiet, and soon I was the only person walking in them. I made it to my classroom probably 2 minutes or so later. Once I was there, I went inside of the classroom and saw that there wasn't a single student in the room. The classroom was empty, and I figured that all of the students had gone to other classrooms. Maybe they saw how there was no teacher in the room and went elsewhere. So, nevertheless, I got inside and then closed the door to the classroom. I locked it and then went and sat down at the desk. I didn't know why the school was locked down or where all the students went that were supposed to be in the classroom. So I just looked over the plans for the day for each class of what my instructions were. I hoped that the lockdown would not last very long and we could get things back to normal. After maybe 20 minutes or so, everything had been quiet to that point. But then, I heard a knocking from my classroom door. I got up, walked over to the door, and looked out of the window. There was what looked to be a male student standing at the other side of the door. I remember that he had dark hair, glasses, but was somewhat tall and strong looking. I figured that he was a student that was supposed to be in the class that I was subbing for. I opened the door and let him come inside of my room. I asked him if he was in this class, and he said yes. Then he just walked over and sat down at a random desk. He told me that he was late and asked me if I knew what the lockdown was for. I said that I had no idea. Then we just sat there in silence for a little while. He was kind of just looking around casually. I remember asking him how the regular teacher ran things, and he just said that he's cool. Then we just sat there in more silence, waiting for the lockdown to be over. I remember that after a little while, I heard some footsteps going down the hallway. I didn't know who it could be. Then they passed by my classroom and kept going. It was awkward, and I wanted to make more conversation, so I looked around the desk and found the seating chart. I asked the student what his name was, and I looked at the class roster. The kid said nothing. It was strange because I didn't say it quietly or anything. I thought that he would have heard me, so I asked him again what his name was. This time, he looked up at me and then said that he had to go. He stood up and started walking over to the door. I told him that he wasn't allowed to. Obviously, in a lockdown, that's like the number one rule. He didn't listen, though, and then he started running for the door. I started walking over to him quickly, but he unlocked the door and then left. I mean, I'm not sure what I could have done. I'm not going to physically restrain the kid. I was guessing that he would run into a hall monitor shortly after and get in trouble or something. But why did he run? I mean, I only asked him his name. That's when I thought maybe he wasn't actually in the class. And even worse, maybe he had something to do with the lockdown. I locked my door and then continued to wait inside of the classroom. Almost an entire hour went by until finally there was another announcement that the lockdown had ended. After that, the school day went on as normal for the most part. Lots of students were talking about it, and I heard several different rumors. But for the rest of the day, there were no more lockdowns. By the following day, I had learned more about the true details. The kid that went to my class was in fact the cause of the lockdown. He had actually been expelled from the school, but had several friends that still went there. He was angry with one of the students for some reason, and came to school before it started to beat him up. When a teacher tried breaking up the fight, he then assaulted the teacher. Then he ran away. He got lucky to find my classroom while others were looking for him. Because of the fact that I was a sub, I had no clue who he was. I'm not sure if he saw me earlier and knew I was subbing there, or if he just got really lucky. Either way though, that's why he ran when I questioned his name. I would have seen that he's not actually in the class. I'm glad that he didn't try to fight me when I tried stopping him or something. I ended up being a substitute teacher at various schools for the rest of that year. Then I moved on to other things. I will never forget that crazy experience that I had that day, though. I'm a former high school janitor. I worked at this high school about 10 minutes from where I lived for about 2 years. When I worked, it was always during the daytime, and I would start in the morning. So I was basically there for the entire time that school was going on. Most of my work would be done when classes were in session. Then I always had to make sure that everything was back to normal for all the times in between classes. I had actually worked as a night janitor for a couple of months before that at a different school. I highly preferred to work during the day though. The way you could work during class periods and kind of take breaks in between classes made the day go by faster. Also, I could have a normal sleeping schedule. So anyways, this happened one normal school day. I was working in the West Wing and doing some basic floor mopping. This was during the first class period of the day. The period was almost over when I heard the school was having a lockdown. There was an announcement made over the speakers of the entire school. I had never been working during a lockdown before, so I didn't really know what to do. I mean, I was a janitor, I wasn't a student, and I didn't have an office. I also had no idea as to why there was a lockdown going on. My plan was to put my cleaning equipment away, and then go to the school offices. There was this main office room that had a reception desk and some stuff, and that was near the front door. That would be a solid bet of where I should go. I was a little bit nervous, not knowing the reasoning for the lockdown. I didn't hear or see anything strange though. As far as I knew, there was nothing out of the ordinary going on near me. So I quickly finished mopping the area where I was. Then I went to bring my mop back to my janitor's closet. It was just in the next hallway over at the end of it. So I walked over there with my mop and then opened the door to my closet. When I did, The first thing I saw was this woman standing in the back corner. The closet was not very big at all, and I had no clue as to what she was doing in there. She was certainly not a student, and not a teacher either. I saw her, and after a moment, I started to ask her what she was doing in there. That's when she just started running at me. She was also holding something, but I couldn't tell what it was. Probably something that was lying around in there, as there was lots of random things in that closet. As she was running towards me, I instantly moved back and ran out of the door. I tried closing it, but she reached the doorway before it shut and stopped it from closing. Then I just started sprinting away from there. After running down the hallway, I went down another one. By that point, I realized that the woman had stopped chasing me. I then stopped running, but still walked very quickly to get to the area that I had been planning to go. When I made it there, I knocked on the doors and was soon let in. I was asked if I had seen a woman, and they gave me a description exactly matching the woman that I had seen. I said yes and talked about how she charged at me. Apparently, she was not supposed to be in the school, and that's why the lockdown took place. The police had already been called and were on their way. I waited there for maybe 20 to 30 minutes until the lockdown was over. Then, after that, things went back to normal. I continued work. The woman apparently had entered the school claiming to be a parent. Then she tried to abduct one of the students. I'm not sure how or why, but that's the only information that I heard about it. I'm really glad that she did not succeed. I remember one day back in high school, I had a dentist appointment. It was earlier in the morning, so I got a pass and was excused from class at a certain time. My mom then picked me up from my high school and drove me to the dentist's. It wasn't a very long appointment, and probably within an hour, my mom drove me back to school. Now it was about halfway through the third period of the day, I believe. After dropping me back off at the side door, my mom left and I re-entered the school. I had a pass and started walking back to my classroom, which was a long ways away. I took my time walking and was in no hurry to get back to class because it was usually pretty boring. But as I was walking, I suddenly heard this announcement on the school speakers. There was a message that we were being locked down. It really took me by surprise. I tried to walk faster now and get to my classroom. I didn't know why there was a lockdown, but it couldn't be anything good. Now, to get to class, I had to go down several different hallways. I had already walked up to the second floor, which is what level my classroom was on. When I was almost there, I heard this running coming from up ahead. This seemed really strange, and I had a bad feeling about going any farther. So I stopped and then listened to the running. It was not within my view, but it sounded as though it was getting closer. I backed up and then walked towards a staircase that was nearby. When I heard the person running starting to go around the corner, I then ran for the stairs. I quickly went down them, which led back down to a hallway on the first floor. Once there, I went into the hallway, but could hear the person running still. Then it sounded like they were going to start going down the stairs as well. At that point, I began quickly walking down that hallway. I was wondering who was running and why. I really had no idea where to go down that hallway. As the person was going down the stairs, I decided to just go back and hide underneath the stairs. There was an area where I could go behind them. It was a pretty good hiding place, and I just hoped that the person wouldn't hear me and come over. I could only assume that the running was somehow related to the lockdown. So when I got under the stairs, I heard footsteps above me. I got really nervous when they reached the bottom, but thankfully, I heard them start to run away down the hallway. I looked out and saw that there was a man running in the distance, but he didn't appear to be a student. I then ran back up the staircase to get to my classroom. As soon as I reached the top, I was starting to head in the right direction when I heard running again. The same guy was now running back up the stairs, it seemed. It took me by surprise, and I didn't think that I would be able to get to my classroom if this guy was after me. So I started to literally run down the hallway. I made it to the end of one, and then heard the footsteps in the hall behind me. and they started to head in my direction. Then I just randomly turned and went the wrong way, not towards my class. I was just desperate to get away from this guy at this point. I quickly turned and then went down another hallway. I could still sort of hear the footsteps, and I walked faster and saw another staircase, so I went down this one. After reaching the end of those stairs, I walked down another hallway, very careful to listen for any footsteps. After that, I didn't hear them anymore. I walked down that hallway for another couple minutes, and then figured that I was finally clear from the guy. So then, I found the nearest staircase and walked back up. I was finally going to head to my classroom. But when I started walking, no more than a minute went by when I heard some footsteps up ahead in the next hallway. I really couldn't believe it. This time, they were walking and not running, and still out of my sight. I looked around and saw a storage closet that was just a short ways away. I walked over to it and opened up the door. Then I went inside and quietly closed the door behind me. The lights were off inside and I really couldn't see anything. I went to the right side and stood there. The closet was decent sized and had all kinds of random stuff in there. As I was inside, I heard the footsteps in the hallway. They were starting to approach and I got really nervous. I was sure not to make any sounds at all. The footsteps reached the closet and then walked right past. Whoever this was didn't seem to know that I was in here. After they walked past, I remember that I got a notification on my phone. It vibrated in my pocket and made a little sound. When that happened, I then heard another noise inside the closet. I couldn't really see anything, but I didn't need to know that somebody else was in here with me. They were maybe 10 feet to my right. I looked over and saw what appeared to be a man coming out from behind a large box. I quickly moved away from him and ran for the door. I was able to make it outside, and then I started sprinting down the hallway. I looked back and saw a man exiting the closet behind me. When I reached the end of the hallway, I kept running as fast as I possibly could. I just went to my classroom and did not care what else happened. Luckily, either I was much faster than the guy or he stopped chasing me, because by the time I made it to my classroom, I didn't see him anymore. Still, I didn't want to wait around, and I started knocking on my classroom door like crazy. My teacher opened it, and I went inside. I told him about being chased around. The lockdown went on for maybe 10 more minutes, not really that long. Then it ended. I found out that a man had broken into the school through a window. Nobody knew what his intentions were, but he ran away from a teacher when they saw him. I'm not sure why he was seemingly chasing me. I get really creeped out each time I remember that I went into the storage closet and he was already in there. I mean, I had to be in that closet for almost a minute. He also would have had to see me enter. I didn't see him when I first went inside because he was hiding behind a box, but just knowing he was in there with me really creeps me out. The other footsteps that I heard must have just been a teacher. If I would have known that it was a teacher, I obviously would not have cared if they saw me. There was so much running around the hallways that I did to try to get away from that guy. I'm also lucky that he didn't try to attack me when I went into the closet. He was so close to me without me even knowing. It was crazy. I don't know what he was doing in the school in the first place, but after I left the closet, he left as well, and was spotted just a short time later. The police had already arrived and soon found him. After it happened, we didn't have any more lockdowns in my time when I went to the high school. We would occasionally have lockdown drills, though. Every time that we had one, I would remember that day and feel grateful for how it turned out. At the end of the day, though, I'm just glad that the man didn't hurt anybody, and everyone ended up being all right.